Well, yeah. I mean, the way I think about Spain is that for 10 years, they were seen as the golden boy of Europe. Wonderful place. Now it's safe because it's part of the Eurozone. Money flooded in. A lot of it, you know, German Landesbank and lending to Spanish Cajas, which made loans to fuel a huge housing bubble. A lot of inflation. They get uncompetitive. Then the bubble bursts. And now how do they get back to being competitive again? The current strategy is that they should cut their wages and somehow do enough austerity to pay that debt. And it's impossible. The demands being placed on Spain are impossible. If Greece exits, then everybody says it's impossible. Money starts flooding out of Spain, and then Europe has a choice.
So what's, yeah, and the choice is?
Well, the choice, I think actually Ken and I seem to agree. First of all, the credit has to be made available. There has to be completely open-ended lending so that as people pull their euros out of the Spanish banks, the banks don't collapse. So there has to be a basically unlimited supply of euros from Frankfurt.
And so that's
there has
more
to
debt.
Be, well, yes, but it's going to be debt of the banks to the European Central Bank. But that's temporary, we hope. Because if the panic stops, then the money comes back. But you also have to have some inflation in Europe, so that instead of Spain having to cut its wages, or at least it's not solely through cuts in Spanish wages. Instead, we're going to have rising German wages, which is a much easier way for Spain to become competitive. But all of this means a tremendous change in the German vision of what their policy is going to look like. It's going to be, instead of punishing the debtors and having price stability, they have to have something that is much more liberal in a way. They have to have a party.
Ken Rogoff, what, in